Today's Mass is being offered for the most lost souls. Today, we have St. Andrew Avellino, and he's a saint that I believe I've spoken on before in times past, but St. Andrew Avellino was this great saint of the time of the Protestant Rebellion. It was at that time where the Lord chose to raise such a holy man up for the aid and conversion of the church, particularly in Italy. St. Andrew Avellino was a young man of so many great and various talents that from a young age, some may say he was blessed. I would say he was cursed with fair looks. He was quite an attractive young man. And because of that, all the young women of the neighboring area were very much after him. And so he had to strive all the more to live out holy chastity, which he lived out in an angelic way by the grace of intercession of Our Lady, was able to maintain his chastity despite his good looks and the attacks of all the so-called hussies of his day. And so, given that grace, he advanced. He pursued his vocation to become a priest. He did many number of great things that ended in his ability to truly seek out holiness. And one of the first positions that he was given was that he would be not only a canon law, those who deal with church law, but he was dealing with secular law as well. And there was somebody who he was defending in his first case, I believe it was, where he was defending somebody who was guilty for sure, but he used, over the course of his arguments, he became so impassioned by the way he was making a defense that he let out a small and mostly insignificant lie. Came out of his mouth. And as he was walking back from that case, all full of the success of winning his first case and everything had gone by, but he knew that that lie made some effort of defending that person, and that was part of the reason why he got out, because that lie so easily went away from his mouth. And when he heard that, let me see if I can... I don't have the exact... I didn't write down the exact phrase that came to him from God, but it was something to the effect of lying tongues damn the man. Something to that effect. It wasn't exactly that, but that was the effect. And being convicted at that moment, he purposed from that moment that he was no longer going to be a lawyer. That he realized that if in his first case, so easily a lie drifted off of his tongue, that what would his life be? What would his life be? He didn't wish to be damned. So he quit the practice of law immediately and went on his way and eventually found his way into the Theatine order. There was an attempt on his life for something that he did, although I can't remember what that was. It was a secular thing because it was some Italian mob boss who was coming after him to take his life. Furthermore, he was a man graced with so many spiritual graces because he lived a life of great purity, purposed never to tell a lie again. And so he was able to keep that. He purposed as well, taking a religious fervor, that he took a vow of perfect obedience, which you have to take very seriously, because if he were to fail in that obedience, what would it be? Even if it was a small thing, it'd be a grave sin. He'd jeopardize eternal salvation. So he did. He kept that in a way, in such a strong way. He was a man that was strongly pursuing holiness, wouldn't allow anything to deter him from that way. And because of that, he was visited with very many graces. In fact, one of his greatest ministries was that of confessional ministry and spiritual direction. He was given the grace to be able to give incredible counsel within the confessional to those who needed it and sought it devoutly, and particularly to be able to help others discern the spiritual life. From the lowest person, even to the great persons who had come from long away. And that's where I want to dwell on today, just for a moment, is that he was one who, have you heard of Dom Scupoli? Dom Scupoli? No? Have you heard of a man by the name of Carlo Borromeo? Charles Borromeo. I've heard of him a little bit more. These are two great men of the church of that day. They came to him to be his spiritual directees. Dom Scupoli wrote the great Christian work, The Spiritual Combat. The Spiritual Combat, which I would recommend to each of you to come to know all the more how to fight the spiritual battle that each of us are called to do. And great Dom Scupoli writes strongly about all the errors and difficulties that souls fall into because they don't know what they're doing. Where did he get that wisdom? Obviously from God through the Holy Spirit. But he obtained the direction for himself through this Andrew Avellino. And additionally, St. Charles Borromeo took him up as his spiritual director as well. He's the great, powerful man of northern Italy who would later on become Father Borromeo and then finally Cardinal Borromeo and then should have been Pope Borromeo. But Charles Borromeo said, no, you're going to elect me Pope and I need a more humble way of life. Let me just be the Cardinal. despite being one of the most powerful men in all of Italy and from one of the most powerful and rich families in all of Italy. The Borromeo family still owns a great deal of northern Italy, many, many beautiful islands in the north. It was because of the direction which Andrew Avellino gave him that he was able to strongly engage in this counter-reformation, as it's so called, or the real Catholic Reformation there in Italy and throughout the world, to effect it at the Council of Trent, that this man was able to do so. St. Charles Borromeo, whose feast day we celebrated last week, just I think it was a week ago tomorrow, on the 4th of November, last Friday. This man died an incredibly blessed death. Think about your own death. How would you want to die? Here's how he died. After living such a faithful life, he went to go celebrate Mass. And at the beginning of Mass, he said, "Introibor arte." And then he said, "Introibor arte dei." And a third time he said, "Introibo arte dei." And there he fell over. He never said another word again. Those are the words with which the priest begins Mass at the foot of the altar. He says, I will go up to the altar of the Lord who gives joy to my youth. So saying those words, he suffered a stroke there at the beginning of celebrating Mass on the 10th of November. And because of that, he's a patron saint of victims of stroke. This man led an incredibly holy life. And so his last words were what the Mass prepares one for, which is to go to heaven, or in the literal words of the one who celebrates Mass, "I will go up to the altar of the Lord." Not the altar made by human hands, or the altar which houses the relics of the saints, as we do in this earthly Mass, but he went up to the altar of the Lord, where the one who really made heaven and earth celebrates the continual and perfect liturgy for all eternity. What a blessed death is that. Pray the Lord that you might have so blessed a death as well. St. Andrew Avellino was this great man of intense purity and devotion throughout his life, and so that's why he was able to win or garner such a great and beautiful death, even telling it in the short form, as we have done so today. Following his example, ask for his intercession that you and I, who countlessly let lies of insignificance pass across our lips, and we think it not. Oh, it's not important. Those words weren't so much. They didn't weigh so heavily on conversation. What's the matter? Where he, when he let a relatively insignificant lie pass his lips, changed the total course of his life, and that led to a true conversion of his life and set him upon the path of sanctity. And it was through little such deeds such as this, and little vows such as that kept in the everyday of his life, that he was able to bring about words of encouragement that saved so many souls, including granting two particular of his directees that great grace of being recognized by the Church for their holiness. Ask our Lord for purity of heart through the intercession of Saint Andrew Avellino, that you might seek the same or similar vein of purity within your own life. And that those very acts, with the help of God, his intense grace, may garner for you such a blessed death that your last words may be those which lead you up to the altar of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.